Why have you taken me, human? Why have you taken my wrists? Oh, you have my wrist captured between my soft elven breath. Release me, human brute. Release me at once. Help! Somebody help! I won't scream. I suppose you've carried me too far into the forest for my guard to hurt me. But they will find me. My mother's elven warriors are excellent trackers. They will find me and they will save me. And they will do unthinkable things to you to avenge my abduction, my human beast. Oh, you can untie me right now and take me home to my mother, the queen. That's the thing you could do. I can't believe this is happening to me. I remember you grabbing me and leaping out my bedchamber window with me helpless in your arms. I never knew human males were so strong. I screamed and you threw me over your saddle. I must have fainted. That's never happened to me before. But then, I've never been abducted before. Are you going to untie me, human warrior? No, why not? I'm an elven princess and delicate, and you're going to leave rope marks all over my wrists. You're holding me for ransom. Ransom? To force my mother to release your rebel warriors from our tree-trap prison. That will never happen. My mother doesn't bow to human animals. You should release me before her warriors find us. Your rebel is doomed anyway. You fellow humans should just submit to elven guidance and wisdom. We're trying to help you. Everyone knows humans are too wild and savage to be allowed to govern themselves. Release me. What am I doing? I'm biting this rope around my wrist, of course. Biting. I will get loose. I have very good teeth. If you hadn't tied this knot to the side. Stay back. Stay back. There's no need to loom over me. I'll stop biting the rope. At least until you fall asleep. I suppose that's only fair. You don't have to come close, human warrior, see? See, I've stopped. See? I'm being a good captive. I don't suppose you have a blanket or a coat. It's chilly here, even by your fire. If the night forest cold and you abduct me in my nightdress and it's half torn from my chest, elven body. And, well, a princess really shouldn't be treated this way. You really don't have any idea of how overwhelming and scary you are, human. See how my slender pointed ears are twitching with fear and excitement. How my elven nipples are swelling. I was in my bed and you grabbed me. And you're so big and sweaty and muscled like a bull. And I have to admit, your masculinity is completely over the top. I'm quite breathless. You're a complete brute for tying up an elven princess and making her all fussed like this. I should probably have you killed. I'm a virgin elven princess, captured by your fire. What are you going to do with me, human warrior? Feed me? Oh, you're cooking at the fire. That isn't too menacing, I suppose. Wait, you don't eat elves, do you? Well, how should I know, you beast? You're human, who knows what you're capable of? And you have me squirming, tied up in my torn nightdress with half my bosoms on display and my thighs gleaming in the moonlight. And the way you're looking at my soft flesh, like you might eat me, how am I supposed to know? What is it? What is it? That thing you're roasting? It smells so good. But it's not elven food, is it? Certainly not worthy of a princess. Oh, your muscle, chest and arms just glow in the firelight. Oh, stop doing that. That with your muscles. It's unsettling and really quite distracting. You don't need to flex those powerful arms just to cook a good meal. Oh, it smells so good. It's done. Oh. Wait, what are you doing? No, untie me and hand me a plate, warrior. I'm not going to eat mortals from your fingertips like a pet. Ah, let go of my hair. No. Is that it then? You're going to force feed me from your hand like a delicate little female animal. Well, it's good. My abductor is at least an acceptable cook. I thank the goddess for that. I'm not licking your fingers, human. It's really good. And I'm really hungry. Doesn't mean I like you. You're my captor. It was feeding me. Feeding me little morsels. On his strong hand. Well, then, I've eaten Newman Warrior. I'm an elf girl. I don't need much. No, please. No more. No. How your fingers linger at my lips. You're probably just trying to fatten me up so you can cook me later. You'll probably get your men back and shoot the Queen's guards and keep me and eat me. So I never make it back to my people to tell them how you tortured me and ravished me. How you had your brutish human way with that princess. Well, no, I haven't done any of that. But you might. And I'm desperately frightened. I might faint. Then I'd be helpless. Completely helpless. My body lush and available and elven young. My elven breasts lifting and falling as I breathe. My thighs parted in my sleep. Like a banquet for your primal male appetite. I know what you humans are like. My mother warned me. I'm just relieved there's only one of you holding me captive and half naked in the wild night. I shudder to think what might happen to me if I fell in the rough hands of a pack of humans. I'm surprised you didn't defile me earlier after I swooned. Oh, you didn't, did you? Did you touch me, human male? Is that why my nightdress is dishevelled? Not from the right here across your saddle, but from your rough invading hands plundering my body as I slept. Did you touch my breast? My full, lush elven breast. Or my thighs. Did you caress these creamy virginal thighs? Oh, what did you do to me, human male? Did you bend over me here in the dark forest night before you lit your fire? Did you breathe your warm breath across my nipples to see them pucker and swell? To see if you could light a fire in me? Is that what you did while I slept? Did you trace your fingers gently as evening kisses along my soft petals, where the southern bosom flowered and puckered between my thighs? Did you touch me? Is that why I'm wet? So wet? No, I didn't say that. Of course I'm not wet. You didn't hear that. Forget that. Sweat. I meant sweat. I'm perspirating with fear and panic and loathing. Lots of loathing, you powerful masculine beast. You're frightfully close, human male. I've never been this close to a human before. And your smell, your masculine musk, oh, you're like an animal. Your scent does things to me. It's heating me like something's melting and hot inside of me. You should stay back. Are you not really listening to me? What are you going to tell my mother you'll do to me? She doesn't give what you want. I'm helpless at your fire. Far from any help, my dress torn away to bare one lush, full breast, my wrist tied, this cloth gag loose around my neck that you could thrust between my teeth in an instant to silence my cries for help. Oh my cries of shock as you take me. Oh, you've abducted me, an innocent elven princess, virginal and beautiful as the morning, and you fed me by hand like you might feed a sleek doe you've captured in the forest for a pet. You make me tremble. You're so strong. You're so, so strong. Unhand me, you brute. Let go of my arms. How dare you? I'm an oven princess, and you are a bab. You kiss me, you... Are you going to ravish me? You wouldn't dare. You've torn away my dress. I'm naked under you. Human. What are you going to do to me? What are you going to do with me? Such hunger in your eyes and your hands. The way you grip and squeeze my breath and caress my thighs. Oh, you light a fire in me, mortal. Please, John, don't ravish me. You're too much human. You're too much for my delicate elven body. I can feel you, the hardness under your garments. So, oh, human, you're so big. You would hurt me. You would break me with that hard human cock. Please. Oh, please don't force yourself on me. I couldn't. Oh, goodness. Oh, you've forced my legs open. I'm open. You can see my elven flower. glistening with my warm honey in the firelight. I'm hoping for a human male. You can't. What are you doing? Why are you lowering your face between my thighs? Why? Oh no! No! Oh yes! Human! You can't! That warm tongue! Those lips! Those! Teeth! You bit my clit! You bit my clit! Human! Human! You! You promised me you didn't eat elf girls. Stop that. Don't eat me. Oh, my goodness. You have to stop. This is unseemly. No, don't let me there. Don't let me there. Don't let me there. To a human beast. Please. You animal. My honey. Oh yes. I'll grip my glass bottle. I'll grip my glass. Squeeze my tits. Mortal, I'm going to surrender again. I'm going to surrender. I can't help it. You're conquering me. Oh, my goddess. How you're thrusting at me. This isn't fair. I'm an elf girl. And you're a human. You're supposed to be our conquest. Human. Yeah, that's pop right there. That. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my captor. My hot, brute captor. Oh, God, do that again. Wait. You can't impregnate the daughter of a queen of elves. Pull it out, human. Stop. Please. You have to stop. You can't come in me, human. You can't come inside me. Wait, please. You conquered me and came inside me. Oh, what are you going to do with me now? Human warrior, I can feel your seed in me, hot and sticky. And your cock is still twitching inside me. And I've been ravished by a human male. I could get pregnant. I'm crying because I'm feeling so much. So much. This has never happened to me before. I almost swooned when I came. I never knew a human could do that to me. I could almost come just from the way you smell right now. Passing my body beneath yours. Maybe we should let your rebellion win. Just to let your hulking boots come capture us. Oh my goodness. Oh, you're kissing the tears from my cheek. And you're always so tender with a helpless, tied up elf girl. After you ravish her in the dark woods. Are you going to untie me now? You're not. You're going to leave me tied up like this. Or you're going to ravish me again and again all night. Oh, you beast. You break me. I'm so full of your cock. I'm so full of your cock. I'm an elven princess, but you just mated with me like a wolf. You took me like I'm your bitch in heat. You bred me, human male. You're pulling out of me, why? Oh, clean your cock. I don't understand. I don't know how to. Am I let go of my. Ah. You poured it into my mouth. You taste wild. Oh, that's a powerful cock. It's a powerful, beautiful cock. Oh, what you did to me with that cock. What are you going to do with me, human warrior? Are you really going to ransom me to my mother? Or are you going to keep me tied up, helpless, gagged so I can't cry out? Are you going to eat me and ravish me every night, taking what you want no matter how I squirm or squeal, until I'm breathless and hot with sweat and tight with orgasm around your cock, until I'm leaking your cum down my legs until dawn? Are you going to fuck my mouth and rape my delicate elven flower whenever you please, here in the dark forest under the wild stars? What are you going to do with me, human warrior? Yes, my captor. Yes, I will kiss your thighs, delicate, while you decide. Your elven princess will kiss and lick your thighs. My captor, you conquered me. You've ravished me. What are you going to do with me?